So how about this year? You gift with your own homemade candies. You know, sleek little chocolates and classy sweet bites like the pros make. Well, we've got two candy pros with us, Liz Gutman and Jen King, and they're the minds and the hands behind the Little Bit Sweets online store, and they've written the Little Bit Sweet Candy Cookbook. Jen, Liz, welcome.
Thank you.
So let's talk about candies for gifts. What would be your picks? And I'm thinking there's never enough time, right? So some things that are really easy, maybe two or three things that are really easy?
Well, one of my favorites in the cookbook and one of the easiest is the butter mints. It's really like four ingredients. It takes about 4 minutes to make. It's a great family activity. It's something that little kids can love to do. It's almost like playing with Play-Doh. They package beautifully. You can put them in mason jars or whack jars or put them in little boxes or tins. And it's something that you can flavor a lot. We put a couple different variations, but you could do the classic mint or use coffee or chocolate. You could flavor it with chili or cinnamon. So really, the options are endless.
So, Liz, these are those little mints we often see in bowls at restaurants, but I have a feeling they're probably better than that.
Exactly. The resemblance kind of ends there. And, you know, again, you can color them pastel, pretty whatever your favorite colors are. You know, the holidays are coming up. Color them however you like.
How do you make them?
It's really super easy. It's butter, confectioner's sugar.
A little milk, and then the flavorings.
Exactly. And you mix it together. You knead it a little bit. You stir in whatever colors you like. Roll it out and cut it. Get the
kids
involved.
Yeah,
That's
and
it.
It's foolproof. And, you know, depending on the humidity, sometimes more moisture in the air can make it a little bit stickier. So just add a little bit more confectioner's sugar. If it's not coming together soft enough, add a little bit more milk or water. I mean, I would use half teaspoon at a time just because too much and you have to do that. But again, this is a 2-3 minute recipe, and it is something that, you know, little hands can easily do and have a lot of fun.
Well, plus you probably already have the ingredients in your pantry and your fridge. You don't have to go out and buy anything crazy for it.
Okay, what about something chocolate?
Oh, I would go for the Buckeyes. That's an Ohio specialty. It's a creamy peanut butter filling. You roll into balls and dip most of the way in chocolate. We garnish it with a little coarse sea salt because salt makes everything better.
Right.
And also, you know, if you don't like peanut butter or you're sensitive to it or someone else is sensitive to it, you can substitute almost any other nut butter that you'd like. So there's a lot of room for variation there, too.
We even have a vegan option, mm-hmm. too, using coconut oil. So
you dip it in the chocolate, mm-hmm. and that's it. And mm-hmm. they're little rounds of chocolate with the top looking like they're
like
golden.
A Buckeye.
Yeah, like a Buckeye.
Exactly.
Like a Buckeye, exactly. So, and they're really easy and fast.
Super easy, very similar to the butter mints in that it's a dump kind of recipe, and you just mix it until it's smooth. Trickiest part is tempering the chocolate, but even in the book, we put a cheater's chocolate, which doesn't require you to temper. It's just melted chocolate with a little oil that will set up.
Okay, so one project candy. But a candy that's going to just blow people away.
I will go with the Dory candy bar. And I know Dory Greenspan, and I love her. But we named this candy bar after her. It's a salted chocolate cookie with a salted caramel ganache with sautéed apricots with lemon and pepper. And it really, we've got such a great reception to it. It's based on, like, Dory Greenspan, but then also sort of idol of mine, Pierre Hermé.
The great French pastry.
Who did a chocolate and apricot and lemon dessert. So this is something that's unusual enough because of the black pepper and the apricots, but it's a delicious combination, and that's our candy bar. But I know for Liz, and one of the more fun projects is the honeycomb candy.
I do love the honeycomb candy. It's very unique. It's fun to make. It's a little tricky in terms of the temperature, but once you get the hang of it, it's very dramatic. You know, you make
a sugar syrup. What is it?
It's a sugar syrup that you mix a little gelatin and a little baking soda into, and you stir it and pour it out really quickly. It puffs up like a souffle, and it sets like that.
Wow.
So it's full of, it looks like a sponge almost, but it's crispy, but you chew into it. It's got a nice crunchy bite to it, turns a little chewy. It's got a nice honey flavor. And again, you don't like honey, use maple syrup. you know, use whatever you want. Very versatile.
Does chocolate play a role in this?
Oh, absolutely. Well, once you break it into pieces.
To me, if it's, you know, the chocolate thing.
Once you break it into pieces, you have to dip it in chocolate. I mean, you don't have to, but that's the way that we sell it at Litabit Sweets, and that's the way we prefer to snack on it as well.
Hey, guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Liz Gutman and Jen King wrote the Litabit Sweets Candy Cookbook. Now, we've got their recipes for the Dory Bar, Buckeyes, and those super easy butter mints on the website, splendidtable.org. Do you want a cup of